Greetings to you, all brothers and sisters. I greet you in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus. I believe we are all well wherever we are. We can quickly go in the book of Psalms 103, the common scripture. Psalms 103, verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. May the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his word. The scripture that we have read is talking about the children of Israel and Moses. You know, David is talking about these people and what transpired the time they came out of Egypt. Now, here is David saying, you know, he made, meaning God, God made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. Now, I want us to look at something that we can title the ways and acts of God. There's something strange here that we see. God is talking about his ways being made known unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. So it's like God is putting this thing in two, or in two categories, where Moses is the other side and the children of Israel, they are on the other side. Now, unto Moses, it's the ways of God that are made known. Now, unto the children of Israel, it is the acts of God that is made known. Now, you know, when he talks about the acts of God, he's talking about the action or the works of God or the power of God, okay? So now, unto the children of Israel, the Bible tells us to say, God made known his ways unto them. His acts. So the action, the works of God was made known unto Moses. But now, there is a danger in seeking to see the acts of God, and yet he has not revealed his ways unto you. Now, one may be wondering, what does that mean? You see, the children of Israel, they only wanted the works of God or the actions of God, and yet they rejected the ways of God. Now, brothers and sisters, the way of salvation is the way of God, and that way is the word of God, and that way is Christ himself. Amen. So what was made known unto Moses, it was the way of salvation. Moses knew the way of salvation which was revealed unto him. Moses knew the way of redemption which was revealed unto him. So Moses stood by that way. He believed in that way. He obeyed that way. And that was the way that God revealed unto him. The word that was revealed unto him. Because the Bible tells us in John chapter 1. We can read that one just quickly so that we see something. John chapter 1, we'll read verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Amen. Now, if you continue, you are going to read where it says, and the word became flesh. Okay? The word became flesh. Now, this is what was revealed unto Moses. So Moses had the word, and the word that Moses had was the way. Now, the children of Israel, they rejected the way, and that way was the word that God was revealing, that he was making known unto Moses. Now, we can see that in the book of Psalms. The same Psalms, we can just read Psalms 95, we'll start from verse 8. Harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Verse 9, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. You see that? So the children of Israel, they saw the work of God, the action of God, the acts of God, the miracles of God. But let's see what they did. Let's read verse 10. Psalms 95, verse 10. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do error in their heart. They have not known my ways. There you have it. So God now is revealing something there to say. He did his work. He demonstrated his power. But the children of Israel did not know the ways of God. They rejected the ways of God. They were hardening their heart. You see? So the way of salvation was rejected by the children of Israel. All they wanted was the action, the works of God, the power of God, the works of God. So this is teaching us something. You see, God can deliver someone out of bondage, but that does not mean that person is saved. Look at the children of Israel. They could not enter into rest. Praise the Lord. Why? They did not know the ways of the Lord. They grieved the Lord. They provoked him. They hardened their heart. They rejected the ways that was made known unto Moses. As Moses proclaimed the word of God unto them, they rejected the word that Moses was bringing out unto them. All they wanted was to see the power or the action of God. God demonstrated that. What was the reason of God performing signs and wonders unto them? It's because every miracle that God does, every action that God takes, it has got a message. It carries a message. But many times we people pay attention to the miracle that God has performed in our life. We ignore the message that is in the miracle. It's the exact thing that the children of Israel did here. They ignored the message that was inside the miracle, and yet they were just rejoicing with the miracle. God does not perform miracles to entertain people. Every miracle that God performs, it is pointing to something. It has got a message that is pointing people to get back to God, so that people can be saved, people can run away from the wrath of God. So what was revealed unto Moses? What was made known unto Moses? Moses knew that the way of salvation is the word of God, because the word of God is Christ himself who's going to come to redeem mankind. Amen. This is what we see Moses speaking. Moses spoke these words to say, God is going to raise another prophet like unto me, and whosoever shall not hear him will be condemned. So it was made known unto Moses, it was revealed to Moses that the way of salvation is through Christ, because it's the way, and anyone who's going to disobey this way is going to be condemned. Amen. I hope we see that. So the ways of the Lord, brothers and sisters, is the word that he has revealed, because the word is Christ himself. Amen. So we have to walk in the ways of God. Let's not be carried away by miracles. I'm not saying God cannot perform miracles. God is still doing miracles. But I can tell you, most people, they are blinded by the miracles. They don't pay attention to the message which is in the miracle. Like we've seen the children of Israel, when they were delivered out of the hands of Pharaoh in Egypt, that was a miracle God performed. But did they understand the message which was inside that miracle? They didn't. When they were facing the Red Sea, God performed another miracle, but they did not understand the message which was in the miracle. When they were crying for food, God gave them manna. God provided quails for them. What was the purpose? For them to repent and come to the saving knowledge of God. But they rejected the ways of God. All they wanted was the earth, the ways of God. Praise the Lord. Now, we can see something. They were also healed. I think that's in the book of Numbers 21. When they did something that provoked the Lord, the Lord had to send fiery serpents and they were beaten. And the Lord commanded Moses to make a serpent that whosoever shall look unto it shall be made whole. So he healed them. But still, healing does not mean you are saved. I've seen God healing people, and that person, after being healed, they go back to their old lifestyle, you see? So that does not mean somebody is saved, but there is a purpose why God is doing that miracle in the life of the person. So let's not pay much attention to the miracle, but let's pay attention to the message that is in the miracle, because the miracle is carrying a message. Moses asked the Lord in the book of Exodus chapter 3 to say, Lord, if I go into Egypt and they don't believe me, what should I do? The Lord said, I'm going to give you two signs. Now, let's bring it in our time. Is it not the same thing we see in the life of Brother Branham? You know, when God revealed himself to the brother, he commissioned him to proclaim the gospel, to forerun the second coming of Jesus Christ. And he was given two signs. Two signs for what purpose? To make people believe. So that sign was to convict people that they could believe. But what was the first thing? The word was revealed unto him to say, Christ is coming. For us, the second coming of Christ. But you see, people who are surrounding him, they rejected the messages that he was bringing out, preaching, that was revealed unto him by God. All they wanted, it was to benefit from the actions of God. All they wanted, it was to witness the miracles that God was doing through the brother. The action of God is what they wanted, just like the children of Israel, we see it even in our time. Most people, they seek miracles, not the ways of God to be made known unto them. They are rejecting the message. All they want is to see the power of God. But it's so sad. It's so sad to see that. All we need, you and I, my brother, is for God to reveal his ways unto you and I. Because the Bible in the book of Mark 16, it says what? Preach the word and sign and wonders will follow you. So it's the word of God that shall attract sign and wonders. Not sign and wonders to attract the word of God. It's not like that. So people rejected the word that the brother was bringing out. What was revealed unto him, people have rejected it. How many are standing with that truth? How many in our time are still abiding in that truth? A lot of people, even in our time, they are shaking. Because people are asking them, you see denominations or this organization, churches, they are demonstrating, the power of God. Wait a minute. Don't be troubled with that. God has got his ways of doing things. God has got his ways of doing things. God is not in a hurry to do things. He has got time to fulfill that which he desires. God is not quiet. It's not that God is not doing miracles in our time. Among ourselves, we know we are all living witness. There's something that God has done which we can point out to say this was a miracle. But it's not for public consumption. But a day will come when God is going to bring out the bride in power. That the bride is going to have power to speak things like the prophet spoke to say, and things will come to into existence. But for now, what God is doing is revealing his ways. He's making his ways known unto you and I. The prophet is pointing us back to the word of God, back to the saving knowledge of God, back to the apostolic faith. That is what we had lost, so we have to come back to the truth. Because it's the word of God that is going to save you and I. So the prophet was given that revelation by God. The revelation was to point people to come back to the saving knowledge of God. And that's where we have to come back. We have to come back to the true word of God. Amen. So brothers and sisters, let's ask God to reveal his ways unto us. In John chapter 14 verse 16, Jesus says, I am the way. You see that? So the way is Christ. So Christ is the word, and is the way of salvation. He's the way of redemption. We can only find internal life through Christ. Without Christ, we are dead. That's like this poor Christ, I think, in the book of Matthew 7, that men will come in that day, they'll say, Lord, we are casting out demons. We performed so many miracles in your name, but I'm going to say, out of me, because I don't know you. Why is it so? It's because they did not know the ways of God. All they wanted was the act, the power, the action of God. But they are rejecting his ways. They are not in the will of God. But they want to see the power of God upon their life. Oh, God, be merciful unto us. Let's ask God to reveal his ways unto you and I, that we can walk in his ways, we can abide in ways, like we have seen from the time of Moses, that God made known his ways unto Moses, like we have seen in our time. His ways was made known unto the brother William Branham. For what purpose? To restore people back to the truth, because the truth is Christ himself, and it's the word of God, and it's the way of redemption. It's the way of salvation. Hear me? So let's not be blinded by the acts of God. The acts are pointing to something. Whatever God does, it's pointing to something. Because God wants us to enter into rest, that we can run away from the wrath of God and find rest, find comfort in his presence. We can only find that through his word, because his word is Christ himself. So let's ask God to reveal his ways unto us, to make known his ways unto us. Then signs and wonders will follow us. Be careful with what God is doing in our midst when it comes to miracles. The miracles, they always have a message. Let's hear the message which is inside the miracle. When Brother Branham was performing those miracles, hear him and hear him well. He even used to ask people, those who are coming for healing, to say, if God is going to heal you, are you going to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? You see, he knew to say, the miracle is going to be performed, but what is it going to profit you if you're going to lose your internal, life? That's the reason why the brother was asking them, are you going to accept Christ as your Savior? He knew to say, God can heal them, but they cannot be saved. They can still go back to their old lifestyle. Oh my, may God be merciful upon us. God has done so many things in our life. Some of us, we have gone back to our old lifestyles, and yet we are hiding. But we cannot hide in the eyes of God. He knows us better. It is time to come back to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's come back to the ways of God. Let's come back to the truth that has been revealed in our time. The truth has been restored. Let's be restored back to God. Let's have that sweet fellowship with our Maker, our Creator. May God bless us all. Shalom.